Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shviyas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, and Mishnah Yud. And today's Mishnah is being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Bas, Rabbi Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Nisham, Mishnah, Abin Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Bas, Varah, Gittel, and Daniel, Ezra, and Spari, Rachel, Leish, Begabash, with the Zerah, Shalkayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Tes continues talking about clearing stones from a field on Shemitah. Avnei Kasef, Bais Mikal Makayim. Shoulder stones can come from any place. Now, we're going to talk about what shoulder stones are in a minute, but when a person's taking shoulder stones from a field, it's obvious that he's taking them for building, not for any other purpose, not for clearing the field for planting purposes. Now, when the Mishnah says, Mikol Makim, from any place, that means he's even allowed to take them from his own field. The Mishnah continues, V'hakablon, in modern Hebrew this would be pronounced, V'hakablan, maybe Mikol Makim, he's also allowed to bring stones from any place. A kablan is a contractor. This is a person that's always building stuff, and he's allowed to bring stones from any place, including his field. And the chiddush over here is that he's allowed to bring stones even if they're not avnei kasef, even if they're not large, if they're small stones. And that's because, since he's a builder, he's a contractor, it's obvious he's taking these small stones for building purposes. And now the Mishnah asks the big question, ve'elu hein avnei kasef? What are avnei kasef? Kol she'eina yechol hinotel ba'achas yod, if it's not able to be taken with one hand. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. According to Rav Meir, avnei kasef are stones that have to be picked up with two hands, or he puts them on his shoulder. That's why they're called shoulder stones. If they're too big for one hand, he's got to use two hands, so then that's considered avnei kasef. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, avnei kasef kishman. Avnei kasef, shoulder stones, are exactly like they sound. Kol shehein nitales shtaim shalish ala kasef. If two or three of these stones could be placed on one's shoulder, so then they're shoulder stones. If he can fit two or three of these stones on his shoulder, then they're considered shoulder stones, and he's allowed to take them from wherever he wants, even from his own field. It's obvious he's using them for building. And now moving on to Mishnah Yod, continuing to talk about building. Habayna gader beinai ubeinu shasarabim. If a person's building some sort of fence or a stone wall in between his property line and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Mutar lahamik ad hasela. He's allowed to dig all the way deep into the ground until he hits rock. Now, the reason why he needs to dig really deep is because he needs to have a solid foundation for his wall. The chiddush in the Mishnah is that even though he's digging deep enough into the ground that he could be preparing the ground for planting, he could very well use this area for planting. We know that he's not going to be using this area for planting because it's right at the edge of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And if he would plant something there, people in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim might lose their footing, they might walk out of the boundaries of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into his field, and then they're going to trample that which he planted right at the edge of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Since he's digging this area right at the edge of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he's not going to be using it for planting, he's definitely be using it for his wall, and that's why it's permitted to be done on Shemitah. But now we have an issue. Mayasa ba'afar. What should he do with all this dirt? If he takes all the dirt that he dug up from the ground and he puts it in his field, people are going to think that he's going to be using that for planting. There's something called topsoil. When you want to plant in your field or you want to plant in a little patch in your garden, it's always good to go to the gardening store and take some freshly dug dirt and put that on top of the ground. That's very beneficial for planting. So if he takes all this dirt and puts it into his field, it's going to look like he's putting on topsoil and that he's going to be preparing it for planting on Shemitah. So what's he supposed to do with all this dirt? The Mishnah tells us our first opinion, Soivir b'Rishus HaRabim, he piles it in the Rishus HaRabim, Umetaknoi, and then he fixes up the Rishus HaRabim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he's not allowed to put it in his field right away. He first has to pile it in the Rishus HaRabim. Once it was piled in the Rishus HaRabim, then he can fix up the Rishus HaRabim by clearing away this pile of dirt. Where does he bring it? He's allowed to bring it into his field. But since it was in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim first, it's obvious to everyone that he's not trying to prepare his field for planting. He was really just trying to clear out the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from this giant pile of dirt that's there. Now Rabbi Kiva says, Kederach she'ein makalkalin b'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the same way a person is not allowed to make a kilkel, he's not allowed to ruin the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even for a little bit, kach lo yitakenu, he's also not allowed to fix up the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, creating a disturbance, even for a little bit. Now, what does Rabbi Kiva mean? What Rabbi Kiva is saying is as follows. Number one, this fellow is not allowed to take his dirt and put it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though he's leaving it there for a short amount of time. That's because it's a kilkel. He's ruining the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's a giant pile of dirt right in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. People could get damaged. They could get hurt. He might even be potentially ruining the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself with all this dirt over there. So Rabbi Kiva says, no making a pile of dirt in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even for a short amount of time, because that's a kilkel. And Rabbi Kiva emphasized that by saying, kach lo yitakenu, he's not allowed to even cause such a disturbance, even for a short amount of time, even though he's trying to fix up the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Imagine you're walking through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you see a whole bunch of stones and maybe some broken glass or something like that, and you want to be a good yid and clear it away so someone doesn't get hurt. So what do? You take a couple of stones, you take some broken glass, you make it into a small pile, you go here, gather a piece, put it in the pile, go over there, take a piece, put it in the pile, and then at the end, you're going to take this pile of yours and take it out of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and throw it in the garbage. Rabbi Kiva says, no doing that. Even though you're trying to help people out by clearing all the disturbances out of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, since in the process, you're creating another disturbance, in the process, you're ruining it as well, because you're making a whole pile of stones and glass, and people could still get hurt on that, no doing that. According to Rabbi Kiva, you would have to pick up a stone and carry it out of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim right away. Pick up a piece of glass, carry it out of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim right away. So Rabbi Kiva asks, Mayasa ba'afar? So what does this fellow do with his dirt? He's digging this foundation for his wall on Shemitah. He has a whole bunch of dirt. What's he supposed to do with it if he can't put it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So Rabbi Kiva tells us, Tzayfer b'seich sodeyu k'derech ha-mezablim. He's allowed to pile it in his field the same way that he was allowed to pile fertilizer there. If you remember earlier on, we learned that when a person piles fertilizer in their field on Shemitah, they need to make it in three large piles. Then it's obvious that he's not trying to fertilize his field and he's just trying to store it there for the next year. So too from this dirt with his wall, he doesn't just throw it into his field, he piles into three large piles, then it's obvious that he's not trying to prepare his field for planting. Now the Mishnah concludes, V'chein ha-choyfer bar v'shiach u'ma'ara, the same thing goes with if he wants to dig a pit, ditch, or a cave, and he's digging such a thing at the edge of his property right by the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What does he do with all the dirt? We have the same machlekes. Rabbi Yeshua says he could take the dirt, put it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for a short amount of time, as long as he clears it away afterwards. Rabbi Kiva says no putting dirt in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even for a short amount of time, he has to keep it within his field. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.